This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The dairy industry at a crossroads, our focus this week on our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum is going to be titled A Dairy at the Crossroads. Some very unique things happening here in 2019 that our consumers and our dairy farmers need to pay particular attention to. Certainly one of the big factors is going to be weather. And if you haven't heard, it is really raining here in the Corn Belt as far as that goes, with only about 30% of the corn planted currently right now here in the Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, southern Wisconsin Corn Belt area, which produces huge amounts of corn. Normally, Bill, that should be somewhere around 66 to 70%. Again, soybeans are only 9% of the ground right now. We should be around 20%. The good news, we have time for soybeans. The bad news, corn needs to go in the ground right now because just about for every day after May 20th, we lose about one bushel yield. And so obviously we are in that time frame right now losing that aspect as well. Another aspect, of course, that comes in on dairy at the crossroads is our situation on tariffs. And of course, we've had some new news with Mexico and Canada, but we're still stuck with China, not able to move dairy products in there. That's having a tremendous impact on the dairy industry. The losses estimated this last year, $2 billion. That's B with $1 billion lost in lost milk marketing that was lost to other countries because of tariff and in tariff situations. Another issue at Dairy at the Crossroads will be forage production. Typically, we're hearing now reports of anywhere from 20 to 50% of the alfalfa, one of the major forage resources for dairy cattle, suffered severe winter kill, especially in areas in Pennsylvania, New York, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. So as a result, that means less forage is available here as far as that goes here. And, of course, we already commented about corn, corn silage, and many of our farmers still have not even planted corn for corn silage, much less for grain. And corn silage continues to be one of the major forages we have. So feeding cows in 2019 and 20 could be a real challenge. With this late condition, we're seeing farmers making shifts with different hybrids out here and looking at alternative crops to grow as far as that goes. For me, Bill, one of my favorite crops is sorghum Sudan grass hybrids, which could be planted in June, actually, and harvested about every 28 days, assuming we have adequate growing conditions and moisture. Another dairy at the crossroad will be June 17th. That is when farmers can sign up for the new dairy program. All our dairymen should be looking at that. It protects 5 million pounds of milk on that farm for 14 cents per hundredweight. And we already know that there will be payments in January. This will be retroactive in 2019, thanks to Colin Peterson from Minnesota. And there's been enough payment that's going to cover the whole cost for 2019, irregardless of what happens here in May, June, July, and months going out there as well. So that's a really important program. It'll really reward those farms that have are milking under 200 cows. They can cover all their milk. Certainly, the good news, another crossroad is that milk prices look like they're going to be coming up in the second half of 2019. We're seeing $16 milk. Still, that's below break-even price, but certainly that's better than $14.50 or $15 milk that we had in 2018. So certainly that's a factor. According to the big consulting firms in California, the financial people, we're losing about 65 to 80 cents per hundredweight, and a new study out of Pennsylvania says it could even be higher than that. So our take-home messages are that we need to be planning ahead for forages for next year, look at what our alternatives are going to be, and of course such things as sorghum sedan grass, sorghums, fall oats, and keep our fingers crossed that we're going to have a trade agreement that goes on that will strengthen our dairy prices as well. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike, and have a great weekend. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Coming up on Monday, we'll be joined by Dr. Nina Shapiro in an effort to dispel milk myths in today's misinformation era and help consumers better understand the benefits of wholesome dairy milk. That's coming up on Monday. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.